Yeah, Summer Roads.
Summer Roads.
Yeah, we do the party for the culture.
For the culture.
December 16th. See you at Free Me. Yeah, Summer Roads.
Summer Roads.
Yeah, we do the party for the culture.
For the culture.
December 16th. See you at Free Me. Yeah, do it live for the podcast. Finna give my life for the podcast. Always number one, never touch less. Yeah. Yeah, do it live.
Summer Roads.
Yeah, we do the party for the culture. Always number one.
December 16th.
Yeah.
See you at Free Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Submarine and A Roach presents To Live and Die in Lagos, a live show, Thursday, December 16th, 2021, at the Free Me Space on the Nike Art Gallery Road in Lagos. Doors open at 6 p.m. Sign up for early access tickets at submarineandaroach.com. You heard.
Waiting for you.
Calm.
The type, please.
I'm waiting.
Calm. Okay. Calm. What?
Yo, Kanye is like top five like coolest people on earth, man. And it's crazy because I was just talking about so KP had just asked about the Mayokun album, and I was like, I don't really have an opinion on the album right now, but I fucking love Philam, the song there featuring Flavor, such a great song. And then TMT says, I can't believe you listen to Mayokun's album before you listen to Donda. And then we got into a whole Donda conversation. And then I said that, dude, I listened to Drink Champs before I listened to Donda. And then I went on to say that after watching that interview, Kanye is certified in my top five coolest human beings on God's green earth.
Yeah. And Toby violently disagrees.
Kanye be doing
he be doing bummy shit, but because it's Kanye, it's cool. How can I've not finished the interview, right? I'm going to the bit where he was like, he didn't have a change of underwear. Is this nigga a dirty man? So was he going to wear that same one?
It was not the same one. He said the brand. He said he was wearing.
He said he didn't have a change of underwear, and then he went to Balenciaga, and then they gave him four, and that's all he had in Paris. This man went to Paris with no change of underwear.
Yes, but like, the kind
think about it from a deep point of view.
Shut up! Like,
he's a minimalist.
Shut up!
Kids, man, relax.
He is stressed. He has patches on his head. He's stressed.
But the thing about it is like that, Toby. You see that, and you're disgusted. I just see that as a dude that like. Decided he was going to Paris, picked up his MacBook Pro and his passport, and got on a plane and went to Paris. And brings me back to the interview.
And there's no duty free not to buy a change of boxes.
I wouldn't have thought about it.
But bottom line is that he ended up getting clean ones, you know, like
from Versace.
Personally,
I would just say that like underwear is actually overrated.
Oh, is it now?
In summer, Commando is the way to go.
The past 2 years, I have worn underwear maybe like 45% of the time, or maybe even 40 or 35 even. Like most times, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I told you guys, why 4-year-old podcast, just let that pendulum swing, baby.
Swing, low, sweet chariot.
So you guys can excuse that. We're going to now excuse the fact that, essentially, this man is couch surfing. How can he say he just be staying at his friend's house? He then also went out. He also then went on to say he doesn't want to spend money, that he wants the help he's done with other people to be worth.
That's not what he said. Toby.
That's pretty much what he said.
He said that he has gotten to a point where his money doesn't like.
No, he said he wants it to be. So he's planning to not spend his money. That's
the way you said it, it sounds bad.
Why shouldn't you spend your fucking money? Nigga, spend your fucking money. Then the other thing was his house is the bag he's carrying. What is that?
No, but he said two things. He said his home is where his
daughter, he FaceTimes his kid. Yeah.
His house differentiated from home. What is wrong with saying that his house is his bag?
Your perspective is such a crazy thing because I was watching that interview.
Yeah.
Listening to Kanye talk about himself and seeing him believe every single thing he was saying about himself. And witnessing that alone was so inspiring to me because obviously there were moments where like I was laughing, like Kanye's out of his mind. But the fact that he believed everything he was saying and he has believed everything he has been saying the entire time and has achieved every single thing he has said or achieved the entire time. I can make my jokes, but at the end of the day, like, that nigga is fucking bummy. Yay. I mean, he's bummy, yay, but bummy, like,
he's... Nah, but it's not bummy. He's not bummy. He does. That's the thing. Like, Kanye, like, he has houses. He has apartments everywhere.
And he has but like,
he's saying he's at a place in his life where like. He has this sort of privilege, and I think he's also aware of the privilege he's expressing, and like he's saying that, look, I've worked this hard, I've gotten to this point where like I'm going to Paris today, and I'm taking my MacBook in a small bag and my Apple headphones, and these are the like you know, so Kanye is so rich that he kind of enjoys things on such a childlike level that I actually envy him. And he knows, and he's happy. He's like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, he enjoys it. He has
patches on his head.
Where he only got that change of underwear when he got to the Balenciaga.
He's okay.
So he did not take that.
Interview was 2 hours long. Or two hours.
But like, I won't lie to you. As a man, I understand.
Oh my god.
Toby, I'll be honest with you. Let me cast myself here. There have been times that I will drive down to Toronto. And I opened my box and I realized that I forgot everything underwear related in my house. And I had to go and buy. But Kanye is different. They dashed him. You think that if I was rich, they would not dash me too. Come on now.
Also, I'm surprised. Like, people go on benders and they don't change their underwear for like 3 days. Like, just like, it's dirty, but it's people. It's a thing. It's not like, it's not this foreign thing that no one does. Yeah, most people do it. Yeah.
It is well. Yeah. Okay, now. Anyway,
it's like picking your nose, you know.
Yeah, everybody acts like they don't do it, but you know, sometimes you be sneaking in that one.
or like me, and you blow really hard with your nose. Trying to force that shit out.
I'm dead.
It, and then maybe the next episode, I'll table his bummy ass nigga.
I feel you on also not fucking with Kanye. Like, it's definitely like he's a polarizing figure 100%. Like, all takes on Kanye are valid, but me personally, like, Kanye. So, my brother put me on to like listening to Kobe just talk because Kobe's such an intelligent dude that's like smart. Has achieved things, like has a philosophy on life, like an outlook. He's basically a dude worth listening to. Mm-hmm. And he's a very inspirational dude, man. I remember like putting on a Kobe like pep talk before a job interview, and I went to that interview and I fucking smashed it just because I was like, yeah, man, I feel like I'm Kobe right now. And like Kanye is in that fucking tier of being a human being where it's just like, man, I'm above it. I'm honestly above it.
I'm the good.
I can't wait. I can't wait to have that self belief. I can't wait to actually have the achievement. I can't wait to. I didn't wear underwear in the first place, man. Looking at my jeans, you just be like, damn, nigga, you live like.
Yo, Toby, Jesus didn't wear underwear, man. Look at him.
Yes.
Okay. Man.
Anyways, also, side note, I was listening to the last episode and both of y'all were slandering Yam.
Yam? Oh, I don't
Yam think is I thought... the Yam is the hill you die on.
Yes.
That's... Yeah, we're slandering Yam. We were talking about...
you can't have Yam in the morning. Why can't you have
Yam?
100% can. I have Yam in the morning. Like,
well, no, people... So I'm
craving Yam right now.
It was just TMT. Yeah, I definitely was not involved in that.
I wasn't slandering yam. I was just talking about like why Nigerians are funny and like how crazy it is that we have yam. and then we just swallow it like, yeah, because yam is like the way we cook yams as well, like it's not like thin adorable slices, it's like yam, yeah, yeah.
He's massive.
Yeah, like,
this guy's a baku, like
plank it, like, bro.
I'm dead. Yeah. I feel you. Man. Yeah. I feel you. But like yam, definitely yam in the morning. Sunday mornings with a staple in my house. Yam, corn beef, and like egg sauce. Yeah.
Oh, man. I need that. Right, I'm gonna
need to just run three or five some yams. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
You're just calling us out in our yam,
yam slander.
Yeah, that's how that other fresh air nigga said the others are potatoes. You're moving like yam.
You guys discuss fresh air bars a lot.
No. I feel like we should. I feel like we're quite nice on the pod. We don't like to name our shame.
So I wouldn't say we name our shame, but we just make really good jokes that like. Like, I mean, you can feel slighted, though, but like at the end of the day, you'd be like, haha, these guys are smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're not just going to come out outrightly and say, lyrics fucking whack. Your last 2 hours.
Who the fuck is CK? Who the fuck is CK? I went to see CK on Thursday. I should have shouted, who the fuck is CK?
He would have loved that.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you guys brought that back, because I feel like a lot of people forgot. But like when you guys posted that thing on your account, so you're like, what is
fucking
bro, I can never forget watching that interview. My life, bro, I can never forget watching that interview. Why so angry, bro?
I need that guy to talk shit about Submarine, because I feel like everything he talks shit about becomes really successful.
You know Burna Boy in his second project.
That man said he's the best to
society. That guy is the JJ Jonah of Nigerian hip hop.
Lyrics, he not through the CGs. Lyrics fucking whack.
My favorite part of that video is like how he said, I'm not like all these other yes men, all these other fuck boys around. And then one of the guys was just like, yo.
Like,
he was like, who? And the girl like, no, I don't mean you.
You have respect for me. Like, watching him, Jan, and backtrack in real time was such an amazing experience. You can tell that normally, like, he's a sensible guy, obviously. But like when the moment, when he heated moment, he just loses his head, and then he really back in.
He threw his head, he's like, lyrics fucking work.
Yo, Emma was like this. Emma was like this. Lyrics okay.
I forgot his name. She's his co-host.
I forgot to go. I don't remember anyone from that show except him.
I feel like I only listened to one episode.
AOT2 was just drinking. Jiki was like, what is going on? If you actually watch that video and focus on each individual apart from Osags, just watch their reaction. AOT2 was just dropping his cup and drinking. He's like, what is going on? Emma was holding Liz Kendall, and he was like, just calm down.
Nigga, hold me back. These niggas will hold me back.
So everybody respects Emma's craft. Mm. Respects the fact that like he's a great artist, a great rapper, a legend.
Mm.
But as a person, I find that like a lot of people don't really rate him. Mm. Like you just
it's cause he's nice though, honestly.
Is it?
Yeah, I think he gives off Niger guys, they do that. I mean, I think it's just men in general. They do this thing where they try and, try and give you a, 10-second evaluation. MI just comes off very, like, you know what it's common? It's just confident in everything they've done. And they're just like, yeah, I'm good. He doesn't really try to push himself. So every time I meet MI, and because I don't know MI, but I've met him a bunch of times. So every time I meet him, it's like meeting him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He's just always like, hey dude, how are you doing, man? You good? And he's just really calm. Yeah. So he doesn't give off like legend, that fucking guy, I'm that guy. Don't talk. Yeah, yeah.
He changes his underwear vibes.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody changes his underwear.
I'm crying.
Yeah, like, because there's no way that she couldn't have tried it with any Davido, Wizkid, but any of them. All of them would have assaulted him. I can see a scenario where Wizkid would have assaulted him. I can see a scenario where Davido would have.
So the thing about it is, like, in my book, no one else would have reacted in a manner that warranted MI ending up on the podcast. So what had happened was, Pulse had written some articles and, like, put out some opinions about MI. MI had put out a rebuttal on Twitter, put out tweets, argued against it. I don't quite remember what it was. And then they're just like, you know what, let's get some content out of this. Let's record the podcast. Do you imagine, just in your wildest dreams, imagine a Wizkid or a Burna or a motherfucking Davido in a Pulse studio with Gary and Groundnut? Do you get what I'm saying? So it's not about him being a nice guy. It's also about him being, it's like Wale. It's about I feel like you guys know what I'm saying. I don't have the words anymore. But yeah, man, there's just something about the way you carry yourself where they can step to you. And I'm also fucking guilty because, like, MI jokes are low hanging fruit for me.
Was that low a pun?
Of course.
Y'all are someone. But I can see how you drew the parallel with, like, Wale, because, like, a lot of people don't really realize how big or how
legendary
to an extent Wale is. Yeah. And they just shit on him.
Yeah,
did you guys watch Amaste Wahala?
That movie. Amaste Wahala, don't
the one with the on.
Why did you say it like that?
Yeah. I think he read the N as an H. That's why he said Hamaste. Like, what's
it's not Hamaste.
No, it's not
Hamaste. It's Namaste.
No, you know how in Latin J is like H, like Jose is like spelled J. Jose. I think that's what KP thought. N is pronounced H. Is that what you thought?
I don't think so.
I read that shit at Hamaste.
Sometimes you see, and like, you know, it's just literally two lines with like an N, with a dash going across the two lines. So, yeah, I can definitely see how you see an N and see an H.
The reason why I asked was, remember that his cameo?
He made like three cameos.
In that movie? Or I didn't see
it.
Imagine me watching a Bollywood-Nollywood crossover. Like,
it was my mom made me watch that piece, and I was like, what is this movie? I fell asleep.
I don't even think I finished it. I just remember the crossover. He was like, oh yeah, let me sign you to Chuck City. These times, he's not even on Chuck City anymore. I was like, let me say it's Chuck City. His song Action Film was now playing in the background.
I thought you guys were saying that Wale was on Namaste Wahala.
But that would not be the way Wale likes to be on like Nigerian shit. That would not be surprising.
I love Wale.
Wale was on American Gods. He played Shango. Like the god on American Gods.
Really?
I'm not even joking. Like,
don't watch that show. It looks scary.
it's not scary, but it's freaky.
It's very gory. Yeah, I don't like gory shows.
Yeah.
First gift I bought my brother with my own actual money was Ambition by Wale.
That's a lovely
Like hard copy.
Like, yeah, the hard, like, the disc.
The vinyl. Oh, the disc.
No, okay. Disc, yeah.
That tape is hard.
I don't love it for my ambition.
And then the latest gift I brought my brother is a book called Hip Hop and Other Things by a guy called Shea Serrano. It's a pretty
good book. That guy has one of the funniest avatars ever.
Bro. And that guy is a culture connoisseur, man. You know when people just know so much about, like, pop culture?
Wait, what is the book again?
It's called Hip Hop and Other Things. And then he has another book called Movies and Other Things. Like, just really cool stories about movies, really cool stories about hip hop, fun illustrations.
KP, that's what I want for Christmas.
I'm dead. Yeah, nigga. Pay up.
Speaking of Wale, I want to ask you guys before we leave again, what do you guys think of, how do I phrase this? I'm trying to be politically correct. Ivan Orji.
What do my guys said? Ivanoji was never going to. She's never going to come to the podcast, and I was like, "That's fair. I get that."
Yeah, you guys be strangling us?
Well, we don't be strangling.
It's just me.
It would just be running. Just be running commentary on her doings. It's not slander if you're just like, oh, that's kind of crazy. Why are you doing that? It's not really slander. It's just like, it's just a question, you know.
What is that thing she said? I'm the essence of the moi moi and the gary of the.
Oh, the force of Kulano. I think I was just like, huh?
What are you talking about?
Nah, yeah, man. I think the most confusing thing about that post was that she plugged her comedy show at the end. I was just like, we didn't have to do all of this. Like, why are we here? It's just
insecure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I love how insecure. Yeah, yeah. Though.
You do?
Yeah, I like her too. Like, she's a good actor. Yeah, she's a good actor.
No. She's a great actress, but I mean, like, her character is my hope.
Yeah, I like Molly personally. She's my type of woman. Just like, you know, just a woman of 30 years. Yeah.
It's been nice watching her, like, not just grow, but, like, struggle with growing. Because, like, I think a lot of times in TV shows, when they make a character grow, it's like, oh, I'm just a better person next time.
Yeah.
Next time you see them, it's like, I've grown.
You try.
Yeah. But you see how, like, we struggle with it and all of that. So that's really nice.
Book, Bamboozled by Jesus.
I would honestly, I don't even want to know, but I would honestly love to have her on the podcast, to be honest.
Yeah, I also want to have a conversation because she's actually someone I really admire, but sometimes I just go question mark. Like, what was your thought process?
Why do you admire her, bro?
Oh, I found the post. She said, Nigeria made me, America raised me. I'm the daughter of an Igbo chief, the granddaughter of an Ugwefi, the spice of a pepper soup, and the force of Kulanos. The sweetness of chin chin and puff puff mixed with the heat of Ogbono. And the party starts are like Nigerian jollof. I have withstood the madness of Lagos traffic and the chaos of Balogun market, so who can stop me? The pride of being a Nigerian woman runs through my green, white, green veins. Happy Independence Day, my people. If you're looking for a way to celebrate today, check out my comedy special, Mama. I made it.
I'm dead.
This bitch, she now said hashtag Nigeria know they carry last. Got that tatted on my wrist.
Yeah. Nothing in Nigerian American laws more than that Nigeria know they carry last. They love that.
It's like their rally cry, their war cry.
Nigeria know they carry last.
She's funny, man. I want that. She's just her comedy special isn't funny. I don't think it was funny.
It was not.
I was enjoying it until she started cracking those jokes about being Nigerian and with the accent. Yeah. I'm like, this is cringe, man. Like, I was literally enjoying it. It's on HBO, right? Like, I was literally like, oh yeah, this is like not the funniest shit ever, but I mean, it's funny. I can watch this, but
yeah, this is watchable content. Then it becomes very, very corny, very, very fast.
I just like, man, like she went on the streets and like, do you see that interview? She was pronouncing Yansh.
Yeah.
What other word was she trying to pronounce?
Olodo.
Olodo.
She sounds like you know how Eric's Nigerian mom that grew up in Nigeria sounds on Sex Education. That's how she sounds.
About that for a real second, like a quick second. Obviously, like I know that, like I'm going to sound like African American as I get pissed at like British actors playing African Americans, but I feel like the British actors are able to pull off African American way easier than they're able to pull off African or West African or Nigerian or whatever it is. Because
give an example.
I think there's just more context for our accents. Because Nigerians mostly watch American TV, but we speak like because we're colonized by the British, so we speak a certain way. And also, our sound is also influenced by like all the different, like literally a combination of all Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, like all those sounds. So we have words that we pronounce a certain way because a lot of Hausa people pronounce them a certain way. We have words that we pronounce certain ways because a lot of Yoruba people pronounce them certain ways. And Igbo as well. Like, so it's just literally all these things. That's why, like, you know that typical African accent that they do in movies? That's
you really cringe one.
I am for exactly that fucking accent. It's weird to say, but like a lot of Africans actually sound like that. Like Nigerians and Ghanaians are some of the most different sounding Africans. I don't know why. Nigerians, Ghanaians, and maybe Kenyans, they sound a lot more different. But then you have South Africans. Southern Africans are just gone. They are fully, that's fully their pockets.
How they were speaking on Black Panther.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a lot. A lot of East Africa as well.
What, so you went on to say, so you first originally said South Africans, and then you then said Southern Africans. Is there a difference?
No, there's because there's South Africa as a country, and then there's Southern Africa. Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, so basically what I was getting at is, and this is not even a generic like Nigerian, like African accent, it was the fact that Eric's mom or whoever it was Eric is Yoruba, no, if I'm not mistaken.
No, right. His last name is like, he's like either Cross River or
Efiong. His last name is Efiong.
Okay, it was just because like the trad was a, like real Yoruba looking, which is also something that happens a lot. But anyways,
I thought that was a mistake on their part, because that was the Yoruba.
I'm just saying, like, it would just a little more effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's an Efiong, let him represent as an Efiong. Yes, I get that. His mom has lived in the UK for a bit, but she grew up in Nigeria. So, like, let her accent like reflect that, where she doesn't just sound like a British woman, you know, trying to sound Nigerian. Like, and I guess I can understand that like generic African accent, but there is a generic Nigerian accent that sounds nothing like that generic African accent. You
know,
it sounds like gatekeeping or whatever the fuck, but. I just really enjoy.
It's not even gatekeeping. It's just like, you know, make it
like
make
try
it,
harder.
Make it, make it connect. Let's be able to connect to it. Yeah.
I feel like recently I've accepted that, you know, no matter how hard a director or producer or any production they try to make, like a Nigerian-esque movie or series or whatever, they will get everything right, but the accent. There's this show called Bob Hart's Abishola. I don't know if you guys know that show.
I know that song.
I don't know if you remember Mike and Molly. It's basically the guy from Mike and Molly. He meets this Nigerian.
I think it's made by Chuck Lorre.
The guy at Big Bang Theory. It's a really good show. But I mean, for example, this season, they went back to Nigeria to have a wedding. Like, they got everything right. The Ashwebi, the culture, everything was right. Besides the accents were just like...
Is she Nigerian?
She's Nigerian. She's Nigerian. She's Yoruba.
Okay. Okay. The actress I play that, because sometimes I'm just like, oh, you sound funny, but you know.
But also, to be honest, like, we see how, I mean, Nollywood be representing African Americans and British people fucking crazy. Like, you watching Nollywood movie and it's an American, but they just found some white person with a Russian accent.
That's actually true.
So Nollywood, everybody's Oyinbo, man. The guy can be from Pakistan, but once. The guy is a white man.
have you seen the white actors they just get in like K-dramas and shit when they need like a white person?
No, I've never seen that.
Someone said all the worst white people go to Asia to become actors. do you remember the white people from Squid Game?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, those guys. Do you see the way they were acting?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna put my money on that one. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. It was. So I guess not unfortunate, but I guess it's just that Hollywood is the biggest platform or whatever industry there is. So. Like, we get to see their own, like, mishaps or whatever, like, more frequently on a larger scale. But it's just a thing that happens everywhere, where culturally, nobody really gives a fuck about representing the other properly. That one is for your pockets, man. Oh, it's this movie that we're making. This is how we're going to play you. This is how we're going to represent you. This is what it is.
I think brands like Netflix, obviously, they probably tried to take him more seriously, because even with like as annoying as the sex education stuff was, they actually made an effort to like capture some like Nigerianness and
in certain ways. I never watched. I didn't watch Sex Education. I didn't watch Squid Game. I didn't watch Habitual. Yeah, I started Sex Education.
What do you watch, Tori?
I don't like. Yeah,
can I even say something? She doesn't eat anything. She doesn't watch anything. What do you do?
I think she literally just said, "I don't like shows." Is that what you said?
No, I was like, I don't like shows that are. I was gonna say that are.
I feel like it's from growing up. Toby didn't watch Disney Channel.
I didn't watch Nickelodeon. One. Yeah.
Toby just likes music. He said, "I can't dance to it. Fuck out of here." We don't like your music. We can't dance to it.
Oh my god, we didn't even get to the part. Actually, now we can't talk about this since we're recording. I was gonna talk.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
We're recording this one for us.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. We'll see. What was I saying? One of the things I actually wanted to speak about on the pod, and I forgot to. Why are you men wet for Zlatan?
Wet?
Yes. And I'll explain shit.
That's a very weird way to phrase that question.
Yeah,
I would explain.
So I was like, I go, you know something?
I know I'm not wet for Zlatan because I was just like, he's not that good at football at first, and it took me a second.
I'm actually upset that I didn't get to speak about this on the pod, on the actual pod on our one, right? Because it was a thing. So I went to, on Sunday, I went to Palm Wine, saw SDC, it was nice. And then I didn't want to go back home. I know it was a Sunday and I was working on Monday. It's okay. I am here for a good time, not a long time. Don't judge me. Amen. So we ended up going to the club. And so I was in the club, and then my friend, we were on this section, calm, everything was vibes, having fun, nothing too exciting, you know, Sunday rock. And then next thing you know,
not Sunday rocks being the club.
Shitload of men, not even babes. I can understand babes rushing in this section, it's understandable. But men, like everyone taller than me, they're all just pushing in and coming in and coming to this section, this smaller section already, right? Just to find Zlatan was there, and then people were stepping over me, people were stepping on me, people were pushing, and these are all men, not even babes, these were men, grown-ass men, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? So Zlatan is there, and that brother Shaggy guy is there, and then he starts performing, and then all these men just come, and they're all in front on him, and they're like screaming, Zlatan, I'm thinking, what's going on here? Like, they're not even babes. Like, this is their man.
I personally think it's a UK thing.
Fez?
There's something about Nigerians in the UK. Every Nigerian in the UK is a Yoruba person. That's just... that's straight up what it is, man. Honestly.
This man poured his drink on my head because he was holding the drink and trying to take a picture of Zlatan. Chill.
Nigerian youth, they love like Nigerian street culture, like they like strapping along to Yoruba, all that kind of shit. Like, and I'm obviously because obviously I don't live in the UK, but just like from what I've witnessed.
It's true though. It's a thing. Like you, Nigerian UK guys love that street shit. It's like I don't know, and they get a lot of random content, like. And they connect like the most obscure like Nigerian artists like Kesh and all these guys, like before they were big, these guys found them. It's really interesting.
I'm even trying to know the problem that Toby has. Would you have this problem if it wasn't Zlatan? It was like Wizkid or somebody else.
Would you have this problem if it was babes that were like rushing?
I want to know whether you hate Zlatan or you hate men. Which one of it is it?
Well, you already know I hate niggas anyways.
Toby out here hating niggas but trying to uphold the patriarchy. Say, you guys are men. You shouldn't be running for another man.
It's for the bitches, nigga.
I would have had a problem if it was babes as well. But I don't think babes would have gotten to that extent of where you're pouring your drink on my head.
Yeah, babes are more considerate when they're running, man. I like Bieber fans.
I don't like this guy. It just didn't make any sense. And then the guy, he moved from the section to like the front of the thing, and they all went there. Then he came back to the section, and they all came back. And then he went to...
Was it a performance or was he like just moving around the club?
It was like a club appearance. But
yeah, literally a club walk. So that's why he was walking all over the club. He walked
through. Don't kill me. No, it wasn't even like a walk, right? It was a club appearance that turned into a whole set because the man Loki did 45 minutes and I look he had his Latin concert because he did all the songs from like Beku to I don't remember Abu God, all his other songs. Money he did all of it. all them ones, right?
Did you enjoy it, by the way?
So it was nice. Besides the men pushing up on me.
Yeah, no, I understand that part. That's annoying. I also don't like when men push up on me, especially when I was in NYC. Those niggas don't respect privacy. They don't respect
us. You just feel one thing on your back. Yeah, say like, yo, son. Those shoes are they're not as free as you think they are.
Yo, get that yourself, nigga.
Bro, what the hell?
Yeah, it was an experience. And he was, Zlatan was just intoxicated, and they were just carrying, the way they carried him, the security put his hand like under his like two legs. So he literally like lifted
him. Is he short?
I'm dead.
No, he was just that's intoxicated, and then it was when they were leaving, so he just like, you know, quickly, so no one like, don't follow him. So they were carrying him, and next thing you know,
he's gone. The guy gave Zlatan digbe.
I am fucking dead.
Digbe is top 5 worst things to ever be invented. I hated that shit with my life.
What is Digbe?
So Digbe is like the Nigerian version of giving someone a wedgie, except that like you don't pull the person's underwear out. You literally like stick something in their bum so that their underwear or their like shorts like get stuck in their ass crack.
What time is your thumb?
So, like, yeah, you can use your thumb, you can use a ruler, you can use a hanger, you can use anything.
So like in high school, you don't be walking, minding your damn business, and a nigga will just pull up with his thumb.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know if you guys can see. So he was stood up there, and then the man just put his hand in between Zlatan's leg and carried him out. I was like, this is how it's ending?
I'm sorry, but you gentlemen have just described sexual assault.
The
things that happen in Nigerian
secondary school. Yeah,
sexual assault. That is the thing. Yeah,
walking about your business, and next thing you know,
there's a thumb in your ass.
You know, this is like very very new information for me. And if anyone ever tried that with me in school, my God. It would be hell to pay. I would burn that motherfucker down. I went to boarding school.
Which one?
I would burn that bitch down. I would burn that entire school down. Fuck.
I'm so dead, man. Yo, this reminds me of that Amare bar about thumbs in your ass, yo.
Dude,
yo,
first man, I'm just trying to finish.
Yeah, you can finish your food. I'm so sorry. If there's anything you should be eating while we're talking about thumbs in a butt, it's a fucking salad. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Because you know that it also gets worse. Like, thumb is like the beginner version. There's the four finger version.
Okay, no, we didn't. In my school, it was thumb. We didn't swipe niggas' ass. We didn't get it. Washing your thumb is hard enough. Talk about four other fingers.
I went through it. Four fingers.
What a conversation.
This KP nigga has capacity, not four fingers.
So not just thumbing your butt, four fingers?
Bro, that's a fucking handshake, man. What the hell? literally clapping cheeks. Like, what are we talking about?
TMT, is that an avocado?
Yeah.
Ew.
Nice. Oh, she said ew. What does this woman
eat? What do you like?
No, but avocados actually taste like nothing. I don't hate Zlatan. You hate men. Yeah,
You don't hate men.
It's okay to hate men. Man, I hate men too.
Yeah, men are trash. I don't fuck with
these niggas. But yeah, man, avocados are great.
No, they taste like nothing.
They don't taste like nothing.
You know, you actually have to put like you have to pair it with something. Are you just gonna eat an avocado?
Not particularly. Yeah, I've eaten avocados like raw, like
the texture and the color, the texture and the color doesn't match. Like the texture and the color doesn't match.
Well, actually, Toby, I have a serious question.
I'm listening.
What do you actually like? Tell me three things that you like.
I like ice cream.
Okay, one.
And this is food, right?
No, just anything in life.
Oh, life.
The things you've told us you don't like were an array of things, you know? So.
What do I like? I like family. Yeah. And
I'm happy for you.
Are you trust the rapper? Tell us what you like.
What do I like? I like having a good time, and I like chicken. I have an obsession with chicken.
Well, she did say chicken before. She did say chicken.
I do. So
you like yam.
I love yam. Actually, take chicken for yam. Yeah,
she loves Skippy.
Everyone I know, I'm dead. She loves Skippy. All everyone I know that loves yam so much is a woman. What is that about?
I don't know.
They want twins.
I don't want kids.
But they just like swallowing hot stuff.
Okay, all right. That's back down.
There's that angle too. There's that angle too.
PG-13. I'm
still a kid. The children listening to this podcast. Oh my God. Oh God. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Submerge. I'm TMT. I'm known to many as the best dancer in Ikoyi.
Damn.
I'm known to some as the...
I'm not just the best dancer, because it's a very specific type of dancing. It's wedding dancing. It's the best wedding dancer.
What is wedding dance? Dance
of love.
A love dance.
It's a dance of love, man. It's a lovely dance.
Also the type of dance where like take a lot of shots and you carry the groom on your neck.
Amen. I'm known to many as the best showerer, person that takes showers. I'm really good at taking showers. I'm the best one in probably Lagos State. But I'm still like one of the dirtiest motherfuckers out there, if you feel me, because I'm grimy ass nigga. I'm with my guy Coach. Coach is a man of many persuasions. He walks into bars and they replace all the alcohol with like just straight up water, because you know he's a monster. This guy is a killer. He's a crazy man. You know, children love him. Adults are scared of him. That didn't come out right. Children and adults love him.
I was like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I take it back. Children and adults hate him.
I could just be Santa Claus, to be honest, because like children love him, but like he'd be making parents spend money.
He'd be breaking into people's houses.
You know
he's the only six people on the planet that can do a triple somersault. It's him, Simone Biles. And these racks, when I'm flipping them, you know. Shout out to my. We have really special guests with us today. We have Cruising Out West. It's a podcast so legendary in the world of music curation, discussion, politicking, literature.
In the world of piracy, because these niggas,
the world of piracy, you know,
Cruising Out West, you know, just like. You know, just ambushing people's, like, you know, like
killing niggas.
And, you know what I'm saying? Just like straight up, like just ambushing niggas.
So you do agree that we're a gang, right? You do agree that we're a gang, right?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you.
Not really about
this is a criminal enterprise, guys.
You get me.
And I really enjoy that we're both like about that water life, you know, marine life. You guys are like cruising out there. We're like right underneath you in the submarine, you know. Making sure niggas know.
You know, like after the boat cruise, you know the deep dive.
We out here. This is what podcasts do. We collaborate and we suck each other's dicks for like 2 hours. It's amazing, and we're just really glad that you guys are here to join us and watch this happen.
I shall be doing no such thing.
No, yeah. I mean like with podcasts. Yeah. So no, not us. I mean the podcast.
Okay. Okay. I mean, thanks, yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
There will be no dick sucking. I really like that there's like a bunch of women out there that just genuinely don't believe in head because they think men don't deserve to be that happy.
Do you know a tweet she just reminded me of? Someone said that she hates sex for a reason because why are men so happy? She hates seeing men happy.
But yeah, shout out to that babe. She's on to something.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like the fact that like men's happiness, men's like not seeing a man happy is more important to her than her being happy. Because if she's having sex with a man, how happy can she be? Right? Am I right, ladies? That's enough for me. let's talk, guys. Let's talk shop. What's your favorite shop?
I am so dead. Right now, my favorite shop in the world actually is, and it might sound fucking corny and cliche, but like it's Zara.
Same. Okay.
You know what? I agree.
Because like,
I like IKEA.
Oh, I like IKEA as well. Like that's my second favorite shop. Yeah. But I really enjoy Zara right now because I am trying to give up wearing jeans. And Zara just really has cool pants, man. Like, remember when Kanye was like, Wiz wears cool pants?
Yeah.
Koji wears cool pants because of Zara.
Koji wears cool pants, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking love Zara.
You know, we've spoken about Kanye, but we haven't really gotten into the extent of how fucking nuts he is in terms of, like, he actually said Wiz has cool pants. Like, yeah, and that was, like, a rant. What was that rant about?
So basically, Wiz Khalifa had just tweeted about loving KK or something like that. Well, he was talking about Khalifa Kush because he had just launched Khalifa Kush. But Kanye, in his fucking Kanye universe like world, and just assumed that like Wiz was talking about Kardashian. So he just went on this whole rant about how can Wiz be so disrespectful, blah blah blah. They go back and forth, and then in the middle, he just opens Wiz's like profile picture. And he's like, damn, I got some cool pants. Like, and then he hashtagged Wiz wears cool pants. Like, that is so fucking special.
Like, was that like a truce? Was that like his version of an apology? Like, oh, I feel you. I get what you're saying.
No, it was just like an intermission. Like, oh. Like,
and then he went back to the cinema.
And side note, it was like a quick side note. Like, oh, this guy got some cool pants.
Oh my god, it's funny. It's funny because like beyond Kanye and Wiz, I get why they rock. It's not. I feel like Wiz has dated Kanye's ex before, so that must have been like an extra sensitive thing for him. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
Wiz was with Amber Rose after Kanye or before?
It was
after Kanye. Yeah.
Yeah,
after Kanye. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because Kanye was lying about how I made you a bitch famous.
Yeah. Who taught you? Weezy taught me. Weezy real hosted my pussy. Kanye is nuts. Oh my god, how did you get away with that for so like stuff like that for so long? Like, I think this. Yeah, yeah.
No, I was gonna say, but even in that, like, that was also genius. Like having Chris Rock fucking do like.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, fucking hell, man. I mean, he wasn't the first or anything, but like that shit was so funny.
Yeah, but his skits were always special. Also, I just remembered like when in the Drink Champs episode, I can't remember what kind of he said something, and like a babe didn't laugh, and he was like, "I didn't see you laugh." It was like you didn't laugh. You didn't find that funny. Bro, I was just like a random producer. I was like, she didn't find that funny. And they started talking about how he can read the energy in any room. Nigga, you just saw someone not laugh. you're not a magician.
I can swear he said that in his straight face. He probably said that in his straight face.
And he believes it. Like, one of the funniest parts was when he was, and the self-awareness as like, it's a crazy thing. He seems like he's not self-aware, but he also comes across as really self-aware because he makes the joke about how he was talking to Lauryn Hill. And how he told Lauryn Hill, like, he's the leader. And she was like, no, you're a leader, but I don't know about you being the leader. And like him telling that was about it, that joke. And it was just like, yeah, this guy, like he definitely sees himself as a leader, but he also sees that Lauryn Hill doesn't think he's the fucking leader. And that's funny to him. But like, I'm still Kanye and I'm still the fucking leader. And God gives people the vision to lead. Like, yeah, like I literally just need to like just listen to him talk, man. I need those pep talks.
That reminds me of when Swizz Beatz was like, the poison, you gotta keep your poise.
It was
I think it was drink champs.
Why do they enable those guys? And they'll be like, ooh, word, deep.
Yeah, they're like, even in the
Kanye episode, like Kanye will say some things that I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But like,
as a podcaster and somebody that like recognizes like good sound bites and content that is just out of mind blowing. I'm sure you can recognize when somebody's yanning dust and you're just handing them more rope to just like
hang on.
I don't give me content, man. Just keep talking your shit.
Like this video. Anytime I see it, I'm like, he was really giving hand gestures. Like the poison is not. I'm like, what does this mean? Like,
what are you talking about? Was Kanye drinking on the drink champs thing?
Yeah, he was
drinking. Yeah, and then he had like a couple tokes, like one puff here, one puff there.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, he was like, you're my Joe Rogan, so I'm going to fucking smoke. And he smoked. Yeah.
Wow.
I love that guy, man. I can't lie. I can't even front anymore, man.
Yeah, I like that for Noria as well. Like, it's interesting what he's done with the brand.
Yeah, content and, like, personality is such a fucking crazy thing because, like, if you give somebody the opportunity to charm you, they will fucking charm you and you forget about all the bullshit. That's like humanizing people. It's like, that's why they're just like, yo, don't give particular people platforms. Like, don't give, if you give this person a platform, somebody will end up being a fan of him. So just keep that guy real quick.
Yo, that's literally Nicki Minaj and Queen Radio.
To freedom!
Harry Tubman! I'll never forget that day. The day that episode dropped, I was driving. I remember, I think it was a Friday or something. And I was driving from work, and the whole timeline was just laughing. And I'm like, these guys, me too. My timeline on Twitter is like a bunch of really miserable people that I like. Like, when I want to be sad and angry at something, I go to my Twitter. It's a good space for that. So when they were all laughing, I was like, what are these guys enjoying? What is making everyone?
What is causing amazement in their life?
Mm-hmm. Do you get? So I opened it and I just heard, you know, I think she has like buttons, right? That she presses when she wants sound effect. So she was like, she was just like, bang, bang, bang. I was like, yo, what is happening? Next thing was,
and is it sirens that go after the two? Wait, what was she even ranting about?
I can't remember.
I feel like if I read the descriptions, I would know.
Was that when she was talking about like the whole Travis P?
I think Stormy. That might be it.
I can't remember.
This is Stormy. That was so funny.
This is using his child to sell records. That was so funny. You know something about. Remember when Tyler...
No, it was the one of Cardi B, the woman one, where they were like, oh, she Cardi sent women to fight the strippers. That's the episode.
And then, so how did she get to freedom?
And then because Nikki was like, why would I stop a woman's bag? Then she then related it to like Harriet Tubman. Yeah, like woman empowerment. Like, why would Cardi stop a woman's bag? Like a fellow woman, that kind of thing. I think that's the episode.
Yo, Nikki ranting about Stormy reminds me of when Khalid was so upset when Tyler outsold him.
You know, I make that right around to your car to your baby mama's house music. Not that mysterious shit. Some mysterious, spooky nigga shit.
I'm so dead. I can imagine
guys, that Yeah.
I can imagine that that was the same sentiment when, like, in quotes, Altair started, like, kicking off and, like, niggas started, like, you know, like, branding in a very completely different contemporary Nigerian way. Niggas are just like,
that mysterious shit.
What is this? That spooky shit.
Niggas are still waving the creator and be like,
I don't understand this. What's the meaning?
What is this one doing?
Right. speaking of Walter, do you guys see that video of Ebro? He was on that Complex show and he was talking about he was talking to this Complex guy. They have this thing called Brackets. I don't know if you guys have seen that show. For anyone listening, Brackets is where they'll give you like a bunch of options and you put them into like brackets, like a tournament style. So they are knocking each other up. So it could be like, this was Song of the Summer. So they'll put a bunch of songs and they're knocking each other out. And eventually they get to the top two and you think about it. And then one of them won. It was Essence by Thames that ended up being Song of the Summer. Okay. And he's, yeah, I know. I thought so too. And he's giving this breakdown of...
By Thames. By Whiskey. I'm kidding.
Shit. I mean... Is it though? I know.
He wants FC to come for you. Coach, if for example, like FC attacks TMT for what he just said, will you attack him or will you defend him or will you just be watching from a distance?
You just have to watch.
I'm gonna die there. Eh? What?
No, he'll join.
Coach
join.
I've told Toby before that if Toby should go and tweet at Davido and insult him, and people, I would join them and say that Toby. Yeah. I would join them.
Yeah, I put out the diss record though. So we're on the record.
Coach would be like, kill yourself, nigga. Your podcast fucking sucks.
I always imagine somebody approaching me because I spoke about their art. I'll just be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Just go and make your song and say my podcast sucks in return. Like, what are you coming here to do on some physical shit? I hate tough guy shit with my life, man, because we want to do real tough guy shit, it will never end. Somebody has to die because it will be so stressful for us. Imagine you check me, you see me about something I said on the podcast. Mm. You ambush me, you beat me up. I'm not gonna let that go. Next time I see you and I catch you lacking, you're gonna feel it. Next time you see me and I'm lacking, I'm gonna feel it. And at one point, we'll just have to be like, hey, Oga.
One of us is gonna die.
Not even all one of us got to die. Guy, let me know where you're going to be this weekend, I beg, so that we won't jam. Yeah. That's how it's going to have to be because we'll die there, man.
That's like a thing when artists have beef. Literally, they'll have like people in their camps that liaise with each other, like, oh, we're going to this place tonight. So it's like, you know, tough guy shit is funny.
I also find it funny when like even like people just want to fight and they'll be like, oh, I'm not the one to be fucked. Like, so if you're not the one, who is the one?
Who is?
No one is ever the one.
Who is show me the one?
You don't want to try it with me. Okay, so who do I want to try it with? It's so funny. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say basically.
What was I going to say? So Brackets, Thames, Whiskey one, and he was explaining the song to the Complex guy, and he was like, oh yeah, like Essence isn't even like pure Afrobeat, it's this sound called Altair. And I was just like, guy,
wait, was Hebrew saying this?
Ebro said it. You know what? I'm going to see if I can find the
clip.
I can find it. If I play the clip, you guys will hear it, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, not as fuck, but like this.
They said Wavy the Creator was the originator of Shaku Shaku now.
Yeah, but like, anybody can say anything they want to say, man. At this point in time. Yeah. I just be out here saying things as well, man. That's one thing I love about podcasts. Like my bio on Clubhouse is yesterday's takes and not today's takes, because in the moment I'm going to say the best possible thing I can say. It doesn't necessarily have to be the truth, but like it just has to be the most on-brand thing for me to say in that moment, and we'll figure it out tomorrow when I need to put on another brand.
what's the craziest music take you think you've ever like said in public?
The
wildest.
the wildest thing I've ever said in public is that Burna Boy will out rap Skepta any day of the week.
Whoa.
Wait, guys. Actually, what's your thought process? What provoked you?
How did that even come about?
It's just how I feel about like Burna's pockets, man. Like,
that's not too crazy though. I think Burna will outrap most rap niggas who will outrap them.
Yeah. Skepta.
Yeah. No, Skepta is not most rap niggas.
Yeah. Exactly. But Skepta is a wild thing to say because Skepta is a rapping ass nigga. Mm. Well, in terms of like, and so, okay, it's also my bias, right? I love rap as an art form. Not necessarily like a huge fan of hip hop because I love melodies more than I love drums, even though I love a good bounce. But because I love melodies and I love a good bounce, what I'm most interested in about rap is
flow.
Exactly. Mm. And I just feel like I've seen Burna just ride waves and go in and out of pockets and just a lot more than I have heard Skepta. But then also there's just the also added element that like I am the biggest Burna Boy fan in the world and I've listened to so much Burna Boy and my Skepta knowledge and palette.
I actually cried the first time I heard Burna on that Come Out Stapel, that his intro for that song. Yeah. That verse. Like I shed a tear. I was like, he can't keep doing this. He can't be this. How is he this good? And I just thought like, I was just like, you know what? Burna is so good that he might actually not fully blow as an artist.
Yeah, I feel you. Because he was just like, I was scared.
But like, no, Skepta is... You know what Skepta reminds me of? He reminds me of people that like, just... You know when you can just rap?
Yeah.
You know when you rap so well that like, it's like he's probably not good at many other things.
After that guy, like, oh, man, no sabio.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some people like that. Kendrick reminds me of that also. Kendrick or Drake? I've never asked you this before, and I'd really like to know now. If you had to listen to one on an island, everyone here, if you had to listen to one artist on an island for the rest of your life, Kendrick or Drake?
Drake.
I want to say no. Drake for
me, because, like, you know, I said melodies and all that good shit. Like, I mean, it's not like Kendrick is in melodious, if that's the right word, or even like pronunciation or whatever.
Melodic.
I want to say none because
Drake is a lot more, you know, just like sonically, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's more musical than like, dude, Kendrick is the drum guy, man. Drums, like, and his flows as well.
He's more jazz percussion.
I feel like Kendrick will make me to just be angry that I'm stuck on an island. Like just
I forgot what documentary I was watching where they were comparing like rap flows to like drumming, like jazz drills and all that kind of shit. That is Kendrick. It's like a very technical type of art form where it's like, yeah, so if I was in prison, I'd rather listen to Kendrick. Or if I was on an island stuck, I'd rather listen to Drake.
But when I say you're on an island stuck, you're not like on a tropical, beautiful island. You're
I know. Yes. But like there's breeze and there's, you know what I'm saying, I can walk around.
There's fucking tigers looking for you, man. You're talking about breeze and walk around.
Like, you know, there'll also be a bonfire on occasion because I have to, like, you know, see. Then I'll also barbecue because I'll catch fish and cook. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's more of a like, there'll be chill moments.
Sorry. Yeah, there'll be bonfire because what? You have to what?
But I have to catch fish and cook now.
No, I... Yeah, that's... You don't need a bonfire to do that.
No, actually, there'll also be a barbecue. That's what I said now. Like,
this guy, I'm going to burn that fucking island down. Well, you probably get rescued because people will be able to see the island burning from space. They'll be like, no one lives here. Why is there such a huge carbon footprint?
I'm fucking dead.
You know, did you guys see wait, hold on. We didn't get Toby's
everyone answer. Toby said none.
None.
Oh. So you hate Drake and Kendrick too.
Drake and Kendrick. She hates everything.
Toby hates men.
No, listen, you literally said the rest of my life in a jungle. Do you think I'm trying to hear life is good, God's plan?
But it's like an either or now. Like, how can she just say, I'd rather die, man? Damn.
Like, give me silence.
Nah, like, yes, let me gather my thoughts talking about
I feel like if you listen to Kendrick in that kind of situation, you ever get rescued, you just come back as Dr. Umar.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather listen to Kendrick in prison so I can come out purpose and come back like,
okay,
you
know, I'm like sure. I'm converted to Islam. I'm probably sure like, if that was the case, they would have. You know how they banned, like, what's that power book? That law of power, that 48 law. 48 law. They probably banned Kendrick in prisons because of people like you.
Kendrick is really mini Dr. Umar's, man.
Oh my god.
I'd actually like not to hear Kendrick's vaccination takes. I would love to hear what he has to say about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kendrick's an LA. He's an LA guy, so he's probably vaccinated.
Fair enough. I hear that.
Yeah. Them niggas don't play. And,
are you vaccinated?
I think Jarrell's vaccinated.
Big vax energy over here. Jarrell is.
You say anything about Jarrell?
Yeah, I said, do you think Jarrell's vaccinated?
Who the fuck thinks?
Yeah.
Wait. I need to nail this. Who the fuck cares what Jarrell thinks? At the time?
About what Jarrell thinks of in a point like this or someone like that. Yeah.
I think he's probably vaccinated because, you know, he's one of those rappers that, like, he made a lot of money back in the day. Yeah. But, like, he fell off too early and he didn't know what to do with himself. But he was still making money because of, like, obviously, like, royalties and shit like that. So he was traveling a lot. So he loves to travel. And niggas that love to travel get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's up to.
I think he's performing in Lagos soon, actually.
Is he?
Damn, not Jarrell back in Lagos.
Oh, he is.
You know, Lagos is the... It's like... It's Florida for retired careers.
For husband.
Retiring careers. So.
I'm screaming.
Has Drake performed here before?
Nah.
Has he been here? Has he been to Lagos before?
Nope.
I don't think so. No.
He hasn't.
Okay.
Who's the biggest artist that's been to Nigeria, actually? Let's try.
JMB.
Cardi B.
I think it would be. Yeah, it would be Cardi. No, but like in terms of the moment that they were in Nigeria and their career.
Kim Kardashian.
I'm dead. Cardi B. I think Cardi as well.
Yeah.
Cardi
or maybe 50.
You guys don't have
Nigeria. 50 was in Nigeria in the club era.
Who?
Who?
Was in the club. Yeah. It was the album after Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, 50.
Oh, fair enough. So it wasn't.
Yeah. But he was still hot then. It was. Yeah, that's when he got into a thing with Idris Abdul Karim.
that was actually a thing.
Yeah, now that's how that song came about. Now, 50 said he was going to marry Idris. I mean, Idris said he was going to marry 50, and they fought about it, and then 50 put out.
He said he was going to what?
Wait, what?
You know that song? Idris, you talk, say you go marry me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I had a...
Guy, you just give me memory diary. Oh, my God.
I just unlocked Pandora's box.
These millennials. What are you...
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Coach called... I was on the call with Coach... literally yesterday or maybe the day before. It was sometime this week, yeah. And literally as soon as the call started, because we had scheduled the call, we had like a work thing, and as soon as the call started, I was just like, I wasn't even looking. I was just like, this girl, you think say you're fine. I get to know that girl, we're fine past you. And Coach just started dancing and he was just doing that old school leg walk, that daddy shoki, then go to the pool.
Galala.
Then go to the dege, dege, then go to the pool. So I was just like, what is it?
Baba Fry.
Yo, speaking of one of my friends in uni, whenever we went clubbing, he would come back and he would just like start doing like, he would start making full English. So we just started calling him Baba Fry. Because he was just always fry.
Do you know that it just made me realize something, that Ruga really just copied Baba Faye's look.
Yeah, I can see that.
I want to say something, but if I
say it
now, people
are going
to shout.
What's up,
Bobby?
This is a safe space.
Sorry, Baba Faye didn't have one. He didn't have an eye patch.
He had that star thingy. It was on one eye too.
Star lens.
Was it on one eye? I thought it was both.
It was one eye, or at least one eye was a star, and then one eye was. I just know that they. I think he differentiated one eye from the other. That's what I see in my head right now.
In my head, I can see him wearing a star on one eye, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, who is Baba Faye?
Huh?
What the small children?
That Mourinho meme.
Pick up your headphones, like, this is over, done.
Get this guy out of here.
So you need to leave.
Did you grow up in Nigeria? Did you grow up?
I grew up in Lagos, yeah. I went to secondary school in Lagos up till secondary school.
And primary school as well?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Do you know Daddy Shoki?
Yeah, I know. Toby, wait.
I think you might have muted yourself.
I was saying, Daddy Shoki, we went to Lankampa and Tropicana, and he was there on the swing.
I didn't need Jones.
On the swing, yeah. In between two trees.
I don't think that's the same.
Tropicana like Badagry?
No, the beach.
No, it's like Lekki.
Was it Lekki?
Daddy Shoki was swinging.
There's Whispering Palms in Badagry. So he went to a private resort with Daddy Shoki, and he was swinging.
He went to a swingers party with Daddy Shoki.
That's fucking crazy. In primary school, what, Toby? No wonder you don't like anything anymore. You seem like.
Sit it all.
Not Daddy Shoki. Baba Faye. I mean, wait. Okay, I have another question. What decade were you born in?
Late '90s.
Can you tell us a year?
How late are we talking?
1999.
Oh, I hear that.
Oh, that's why I don't know Baba Faye.
I already scored five goals on the ground, man.
Oh my god. I'm trying to think, like, the main reason I even know a lot of like old school Nigerian music is that I got really sick when I was like 12, 13, and I was sick for like a month. It was really bad, I remember. And I saw the entire Star Wars at the time, Lord of the Rings, and a bunch of other random shit. My dad just gave me a list of like cool shit to watch, and then eventually like I ran out of stuff, and I wasn't going to watch Nollywood, so I started watching
music videos.
Yeah, exactly, and all that shit, bro. And it was just amazing. I remember like Sister Kate, yeah. I know be your mate. And then that
age, go find your age, mate.
Bro,
I really want to have a Gen Z versus millennial debate with you guys, because there are so many things that you guys have talked about that I do not. It does not even ring this like
a bell. Also, it makes sense, man. It's just like, you know.
I mean, y'all are dinosaurs, man.
Because I was born in the early 92 would be early 90s. Yeah, I was born in the early 90s. So like, it's really interesting that we don't actually we know a lot of the same musicians and the same stuff. We have, there are a lot of references I've made here that you guys caught, and I was just like, oh, okay. And then there are just some that you guys just are just like, who the fuck is?
I have memories from January 1st, 2000, like new millennium, because it was such a big deal about like, oh, we're going to the new millennium. I have very vivid memories of like just fucking going crazy in my estates, playing with banga, playing with fireworks. You know those things that you would hold in your hand and you shake, and there'll be no, not panopano. This one was actual like
sparklers.
Your rocket. No, not sparklers.
Oh.
Yeah, like you weren't supposed to hold it, but if you held it, you could like shoot. It'll be like letting out flowers, colors and shit like that. Yeah, we were literally using that shit as like, you know how it is in Harry Potter when you're doing those when they're like having
dueling.
The face, yeah, when they're dueling, exactly, and the sparks flying from the wand and everything. That's what niggas are out here doing. I remember,
I remember the day Abacha died, man, and every single person on my street came out of their houses, and they were just asking each other, is Abacha dead? And there's just always one guy that has the gist, and like, he's really dead, though.
Yeah,
and everyone just went, everyone just started celebrating. And this isn't just the entire country. People just came out of their streets and it was like a block party. You guys brought out their barbecue shit. Like, people were giving out drinks. It was so strange.
Briars should create for boys now.
And I remember and I really remember that there was no light because when we first heard, everybody was like, we can't even check on the TV if it's true.
I'm dead.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
Oh yeah.
How do you think Twitter would have reacted did the Abacha died?
It would have
I'm going to do, you know what? I'm pretty sure like if I tweet I need everyone to tweet what they would have tweeted. Yeah, tweet your reaction to Abacha's death. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's going to blow.
I beg, use somewhere.
Not this nigga dying from an apple.
Exactly.
Give me like Snow White. give me Snow White energy.
Let's give me Snow White.
So funny. This death is giving what it's supposed to give.
I'm dead. You
understood the assignment.
Yeah, that's
that is so funny. You don't know why. Yo, that's the podcast episode. That's the sound bite. Abacha, comma, is giving Snow White.
Oh my God. So, what's your favorite episode of your podcast, guys?
That's a good question.
Favorite? To be a good
one.
Lazy's face.
Oh, fuck you. So it would be Tales, Inolu.
Toby, you really love producers, actually. I like that for you. Very on brand. Like, I think your Twitter bio says something about like you're just out here fighting for producer credits. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Tales and Thingy are both producers, but yeah, those two were really, really good. The Bodge one was a really good episode as well. I think it was episode 3.
Did you guys ask him about who stole his loud? Because I've been meaning to ask.
We definitely had to.
Nice. That moment is I don't even know how to explain it, but I feel like it's the Nigerian / maybe alter scene version of it was Rebecca Vardy.
I feel like we should actually post the clip because he was I think he's still angry.
Still hurt.
He was like, you stole it.
Like, how do you know?
How can you come to somebody's house and steal love?
It's so funny because we talked about this on our last episode with Genio on. Like, we asked Genio because, like, TMT was talking about how, like, he went to the studio and there were, like, rules on the wall. And I think one of them was, like, don't smoke budges loud or whatever.
Yeah.
No, he didn't even say who stole my loud. I think the tweet, the way he who read it was like, who fapped my loud? back in the day,
I love that word so much.
So yeah, so back in the day, fap meant something else. So niggas on Twitter thought he was talking about something else, but he was talking
about my God! That's disgusting, first of all.
He's like, boys, what the fuck you be up to, man?
How did I even walk? Wow. Well, yeah, FAP is definitely a slang I grew up with. Who moved my loud?
What's your favorite episode? You can't run away.
My favorite episodes. I feel like I love them all equally.
Oh, shut up!
No, let me say the episodes I've loved the most on is definitely our episode with you guys. Definitely.
Oh, definitely. Nice. I really love to hear that.
That's on some Crazy shit.
That's crazy because, like, I mean, we are a comedy podcast, so, you know, it's very on brand.
Yeah.
KP, that's not some cringe. Because that's not on brand for you, I beg. What's going on?
Hey, man, I can't speak. KP's gonna give it up, man. KP's like Nori, man. KP's like, you know, one thing we love to do on Drink Champs, we love to give people their flowers.
Your flowers, we're gonna give you your flowers.
That guy was pissing me off, man.
No, but honestly, they do that a lot. If you watch Drink Champs like regularly, they always, they weren't just whining Kanye, that's how they whine everybody on Drink Champs.
I was like, guy, calm down now.
Yeah, it's the whole thing, man.
Crazy.
TMC, what's your favorite episode of our podcast?
Honestly, I don't know. Let me think. I think my favorite one would be, I think the best part is all I have to do is go to the Spotify and I'll be able to tell by the titles. Thank God. I'm looking through BBL versus LLB is one of my favorite episodes. I'm not sure. These are all so good.
Yeah, I love them.
So bad. Yeah.
The copy one.
Do you guys both edit like episodes or like one of you does that?
We share the responsibility, but Coach, I think Coach mostly does it. He does more.
If we've done 84 episodes, I
84.
I can't like KP. If you want to add somebody, just add the person.
I'm dead.
No, I wasn't gonna add. Like I was
just say it with your chest. Because
if we've done 84 episodes, TMC has edited 14.
Honestly,
I can't really.
No, but I swear to God, when we the early episodes, I used to edit most of them.
Yeah. I guess not an issue. Like it's very easy to do.
Yeah,
also,
it's
like,
very easy to do. Yeah.
Some people really enjoy. Some people cry that they don't want to hear that voice.
You know why I really enjoy editing the podcast?
Why?
Because I get to name the titles, and that's like one of my favorite parts of like doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Also, do you listen? Okay, obviously you edit because you have to listen back.
Yeah.
You listen back before it drops.
I listen when I edit, and sometimes Coach just sends me like, because sometimes we might have issues with he might not be sure about how he feels about the episode quality.
Yeah,
so you
send me
and
then I'll listen.
Yeah, but other than that, we trust each other. So whoever edits like has full permission to put it out, except they're like, I don't know if this is a strong episode. You guys want to do a double take?
Yeah,
I relate.
Yeah,
this is gonna start therapy session soon.
Like, hey, don't kill me. This thing about to unpack. What were you talking about? Oh, like favorite episodes. Yeah, so TMC, which one, man?
I'm looking and I think it might 100% have to be the one where I just read that Tokimakinwa thing.
That book. That book.
Becoming or something.
Unbecoming or something like that. Yeah. What episode was that? I don't even remember. Did he have to come back in the title?
Yeah, I think he had to come back in the title. Yeah. it was weird because after that, I like at some point like last year, peak pandemic.
Yeah,
I was seeing someone that does like work for Tuke. I would just like every now and then I'd run into her and I'd just be like, ah shit.
Yeah, that's
funny. And I'd walk out. But like, oh thank God we didn't walk out, so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. You guys have done 84 episodes. That's a lot to kinda big old.
But you know why it's not a lot?
I said they took like because a
break. It existed for 5 years. So
yeah.
Actually, okay. A very disappointing start.
Yeah, dropping 84 episodes in 5 years is wild. It's wild. It's bum behavior.
So, how many like, if we have did...
we've done about 25, 26.
Okay. 20, and yeah. Like, that's the thing. If we did 25 episodes a year, we would have over 100 right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was even going to ask was that you guys have done 84 episodes, so. Who do you think is the person that you are most likely to meet that like is just a meeting that you don't want to happen just because of the shit you've talked about them?
No one. I'm very I'm not scared of these niggas. Everyone in music, and we mostly discuss music, everyone in entertainment is really tiny, so I'm not, I'm yeah,
how tall are you?
I'm tallish. You know, I don't like to talk. I'm 6'5", baby. No. no, I'm not scared of meeting anyone. And also, like, I'm never on the podcast. Even, like, Koja and I, we both have, like, a mean sense of humor. But we don't like to, we just don't like to talk shit about people. Like, just talk shit. Like, that person is a shit person. Nah, we don't do that. So if we make fun of you, we'll be like, he has a small dick. Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't do that. We can't do that. Yeah, we'll make it funny. And if it's really, 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 really mean, it's probably not funny. So
yeah, exactly. That's honestly what it is. Like, man.
Lyrics.
who would I not want to run into, though? Honestly, Ajebota. I make a lot of Ajebota jokes that I don't really mean, but like they're just really good jokes. I really like Ajebota.
Can you give like an example of something you said?
Like, I just don't think he's the coolest guy. I know. You can, but like, I just see him as just such a regular guy. I'm like, why is this guy so regular?
Right, so you're saying you don't see a lot of like what star quality or what?
Not even that, because like he can be charming, but it's just like
he's very charming.
Yes, exactly. He just looks like, you know how he's also a tech bro. That's what he should just be, a tech bro. Like,
you're like, how dare you be good at music as well?
How dare you be so like mathematical about music? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you listen to his punchlines, they're corny, but they also make sense. And you're like, oh, fuck.
You're like, this, he did it again. He did it again.
He can't get away with this. He's like somebody's dad. That's how I see him. Like,
I get it. He has that kind of, he has it. Like, you know, like a lot of, they're like rappers who, because I think, first of all, to be a really good rapper, you have to be kind of funny. You have to be funny, right? I think rappers are funny. They have like genuine. I've never met a rapper that was good in a very like technical, like, you know, like just good. Like, they didn't have a crazy sense of humor, because it helps with like structuring punchlines and telling stories and all that.
Yeah,
exactly.
These are that rappers are funny. God forbid that I pick dinner with Jay-Z and this guy's cracking jokes, man.
I'm dead. More than anything, Jay-Z just doesn't love to like crack jokes. He kind of loves to laugh at his own jokes. Like,
he will tell his dad joke and he'll be like,
I literally stress him. It is his laugh.
And I think I.
Good question. If you had to pick dinner with Jay-Z or 100K.
Yeah, we did this on the podcast. I personally settled at like the least I would take for dinner with Jay-Z is I think it was like 15K or 20K. Those prices, I'll probably take the money. Anything short of that, it'll be like, let me just have dinner, man. I'll Snapchat this P, man.
What if it makes you pay though?
Makes me pay for dinner?
Yeah, no. Like, that he just calls.
Oh, so Kanye
pay. He can't. First of all, he can't make me pay.
He leaves and like you are stuck with the bill.
How can he leave now? Don't he? He's wearing a belt that I can hold.
Oh my dear.
Well, Gwen, you better come and pay this bill. Come on, you know.
That's
well,
maybe because it's Jay-Z. Like, who is that artist that you think that you pick dinner with them over 100K?
There's no artist.
Cool, okay, which celebrity? Which celebrity?
There's no celebrity.
Which human being?
Nobody. I don't want dinner with Jesus for 200K. Don't give me a fuck. I'm good. Show me the money. Yeah, I'll take that money, and
I feel like if it's Messi, I might rethink it. I might.
Guys, you don't understand.
Fuck Messi, what I tell you, man. That nigga don't even speak English, bro.
Like, what are you going to be talking to him about?
Speak football.
You think Messi wants to have another conversation about football?
like the beautiful game. He'll be doing the. He'll be
shipping the ball.
the beautiful game. Like, bro.
Yeah, I'm good. Honestly, for 500k,
yeah,
for 500k, I could agree to never see a Messi game again.
Bro.
Honestly. Yeah,
you'd be having dinner with Sakpa.
Yeah. Someone said, someone asked on Twitter, like, would you suck dick for $50 million?
Yeah, it was $10 billion.
I think $10 billion. Yeah, it was $10 billion. And it showed up on that, you know how the Twitter does those topics now? And it showed up on that business and finance.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I was trying to convince his friend, like, yo, it's $10 billion, bro. I'll suck a dick. $10 billion. I'll suck a dick.
Listen, I'll say it now on the record, like, only thing that my father and his friends could easily hear. I would suck a dick for $10 billion. No, and I wouldn't be ashamed about it. I wouldn't even be like, yeah. I'd be like, you'd be like, you sucked a dick. I was like, I did. For $10 billion. I'm like, I did. So you have $10 billion. I do. Yeah. But you suck dick. I have. Uh-huh. Are you gay? I'm not.
No.
But you know, this is a tricky situation we seem to have found ourselves in. How do you figure it out, my brother? What do we do here? Yeah. That's it. That's it.
But yeah.
$10 billion, I'm good.
$10 billion?
Yeah.
Damn. Come on. That would be come on, son. Come quick.
Listen, Lil Boozy will suck a dick for $10 billion.
I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead.
But Lil Boozy gives me vibes of like, that guy is so sus hell, bro. Why is he so pressed?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into it, man. Fuck Boozy and everything like that.
Why is he so pressed?
Bro. I don't like homophobic guys, man. So yeah, fuck Boozy and fuck that shit. His music doesn't slap enough for this.
How is he so relevant? Actually, how is he so fucking relevant?
Because he makes funny videos on IG.
That's so crazy.
And his face is funny.
Funny music on IG too.
Isn't Ply sort of relevant? Ply's dresses like Mary J. Blige, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, let's not do this.
Sorry. Someone said Gunna dresses like evil Mary J.
Oh my god. I think the funniest thing in the past week that happened was Rihanna like going as
that shit was hard as Gunna
for it was so random as well.
And she looked so good.
She
looked
it, she so good. It.
But then you look at the original picture, you're like,
Guys, fashion is the fair because a huge part about fashion is personality and like just the person, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that Gunna fit is so wild. The first time I saw it, I was like, huh. And then I think I'm pretty out there, so like it takes a lot to shock me. That fit shocked me. I it wasn't even just like the who would wear this, it was just like architecturally, like how does this work, how did the leg stand? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how, what was that? Was it leather first of all, and if so, was it like was there an adhesive keeping it up, the lower part of the fit? You know, these are the things that keep me up at night. And now I know that Rihanna has the knowledge that I seek, but she won't share it with me because, you know.
Why does she look so good? And obviously, you look at his fit and you're like, how did this happen?
Yeah, for starters, she's Rihanna. Let's just start there, man. Like, bruh.
She's bad.
And she's a God fearing woman, so that really helps when it comes to these matters.
You know what's funny?
Funniest, bro.
Yeah, the funniest thing about like that Rihanna picture is how the first time I saw it, I was like, "Who is this white woman?" Yeah, she looks Caucasian as fuck, man. But yeah, Submarine and a Roach. What episode was this? Episode 84, 83? I don't even know, man. But
this is 84.
Submarine
and Roach. This might be the first time in the history of the podcast that we have like we have more. We have like episodes in the tank. Like we have episodes in the thank you guys for joining us, and
thank you guys for sparking this idea, man. Like honestly, I mean, we knew that we had like the love of music in common, but like I didn't know that we would have this type of chemistry. So like,
it was really dope. It was really dope to talk to you.
You guys can fly us.
You know what I was gonna say? You got us fly us cameo for your live show.
I'm dead. I wish there was budget. I wish there was budget. I wish there was budget.
Look, I promise you, the next live show, we will consider it. We'll think about it very hard. Then we'll all tell ourselves that's fucking stupid, and then we won't do it. But 100%, we'll think about it. We'll think about it.
We can give it to your listeners if they want the four of us to do something live.
I'll put a poll on Twitter. So we'll see what they come up with.
Live show coming soon.
Guys, thank you. Everyone, please check out their pod. It's called Cruising Out West. Cruising Out West, and it's dope. It's about music. It's about love, passion. Sex, Tinker, Taylor, so Soldier, Spies.
And keep it big. Amen.
Okay. And also, if you're listening to us right now because you came from Cruising Out West and you're thinking of other episodes to check out, obviously, you need to check out the hottest podcast episode out of Nigeria out right now. It's DJ Copy versus Jesus Christ. That podcast episode has been numbers across the motherfucking board, But also, you guys go check out Poor People Are Not Allowed to Eat Bread. And I didn't get to answer that question, but that is my favorite Somewhere in the Roach episode all time.
That was the top five episode.
But it's also because it's the first time I actually sat down and I wrote a joke. And when I cracked it on the podcast, it kind of banged, even though the delivery wasn't that great, but people laughed. And that episode changed my life. I was like, actually, I just don't tweet. I can actually tweets, but also like structure it into like something funny that can be delivered, you know what I'm saying? So
Dave Chappelle, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Coming soon. OPP.
I was going to say something. That fun fact, I'm the biggest Copy fan,
Yeah.
Copy is my queen. So
yeah, I know that.
Continue, sorry. Just
when I saw you guys, talking about her and everything. It kind of was making me jealous. I don't know how to explain it. I was very jealous.
I'm dead.
That's my point. It's like we're living.
You can talk about Copy too.
Yes, she fucked with us.
It felt like she cheated on me. Do you get?
I hear that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Toby looks. She looks mortified.
Very little.
He's like, no.
I was like, wow, Copy, you do me like this, man. Hey, I can't believe it.
No.
Now it's Dudu, Fufu, TMT, Koja, Maya, man. KP, you have to get your bread up, man, so that she can adopt you too, man.
So you can join the gang. get with the gang.
Lord.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm gonna get my bread up.
It's not even your bread up. Just get your shit talking game up, man. Just pick a celebrity and make jokes, and hopefully, they say they like it.
You're like, this little nigga's got some.
Anyway.
If you're listening to this on Submarine Roach, this is part two of a two-episode crossover thing. So part one is on the last episode of Cruising Out West. Go listen to that.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
And they come out every Tuesdays, just like us.
Bi-weekly.
So they come back bi-weekly Tuesday. So the weeks that they're not on, don't worry. We'll keep you guys
going.
Lovely stuff.
I really like what's going on here. Just a little, I'll say it again. There's a marine relationship here. I like it. I really like it.
Mami water. What is that Oxy song? I don't fall in love with
you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know it's a Mami water.
Was that Black Bones?
Black Bones and Oxy, yeah.
Mami water.
That was Oxy's intro. That was the song that people
Sort of,
That's interesting. That was like my intro to Black Bones. I just thought he was a battle rapper before.
No,
that,
Black Bones was annoying at that point in time. Black Bones
was it wasn't even about Black Bones being annoying. It was about Ayo Jaguda being annoying. Like, he was one of the first people to champion Black Bones, but he's also like a hater. So anything that he likes, I hate because he hates everything I like. So fuck.
Because it was only this year I unmuted Black Bones on Twitter because he was so annoying.
Stream
that
Harbor.
Year.
No, but like, Black Bones, that nigga just like me. He knows, he recognizes good content, man. And I love a nigga that, like, you know, can connect with the people, even if like your niche, but like there's people that you know that fuck with your shit and you can pull it off. Hey man, fucking go for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sermon Roach episode 84. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm about to go do Sunday shit because it's Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
I went to eat jollof rice because it's Sunday.
Ew.
Yep, that part. That part.
Toby doesn't like jollof rice. This is like, we have jokes. We've had a few jokes and like conversation points that have crossed over from the last episode of Cruising Out West that we are on. So for full context, you might want to listen to that.